Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Gentlemen, thank you for being here at the most listened to family talk radio show in all the universe, the fastest growing, most entertaining, big time talk show that has me in it. My name is Jack Hatfield, and I am so glad y'all are here listening to me. We have so much news to cover again. Soon to be maybe changing the format, all this different time zones, because the listeners are just massive. Give a big thanks out to each and every one of you for going and telling everyone you know to start listening to this show, because you're going to get the news about families, about diet, about disease, about things that are affecting families. About policies, procedures, and other, you know, miscellaneous garbage that has to deal with messing up your ability to raise a family in the right way. So that is why we are here, Fix the Family, Fix America, Talk Radio Show. And if you are just joining us, you should know that Fix the Family is four parts plus one. We start with positive fathering. We've actually got a tie today for Father of the Week. Tie, the first time ever we've had a tie for Father of the Week. So positive fathering, followed by make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The plus one is disease in the diet. The fight to stop degenerative diseases from affecting your family starts right here at Disease in the Diet for You. Workshops are growing across this country. They are now in five Earth Fairs in Georgia and South Carolina. We'll get to that information and tell you when and where it's coming, and you have to be prepared. And if you live within 7 to 14 hours of driving distance of any one of these locations, you need to start driving 7 to 14 hours prior to its start. And make sure you get there at our Disease and the Diet workshops, now spreading 500% growth in just 1 week. That is us, and we are trying to get the news out as much as possible, trying to go as fast as possible, trying to make things happen as quickly as possible for you, because if you or a loved one is suffering from a degenerative disease, you do not have time to be wasting, and I understand that. And that's why we're here again. My name is Jack Hatfield, known as the Human Spirit Revitalizer, right here for you at Fix the Family, Fix America Radio. Why don't we go ahead and get started, people? Come on, let's do this right here today. Libation time. My libation. Hopefully this is easy every time I talk about my libation. It's another purple concoction. I was unable, had a lot of stuff happen. We barely made it to the studio for this show today. I was going to grind up Perry and grapes and cherry, blueberries, by the way, grapes and cherries, and mix all that together with some pomegranate blueberry juice, make some apple pear juice. What we got right now, I've got a blueberry, pomegranate, blueberry, a bit of milk and water, and chewing on some blueberries every now and then. So, the libation is pretty good. And as you know, the show ends at 12 noon, where it's perfectly legal to change your libation to a good libation. This one's good, too. Let me tell you, my mom's libation this morning was a smoothie of bananas, two oranges, half and half, should have put in yogurt, did not, and some ice, and made a wonderful smoothie for herself and loved it. Tolerating it, everything went great. So that's a possible recipe for you to go ahead. Two oranges, banana half and half, and get ready for some energy for the rest of your day right there. That is big-time stuff. Big-time stuff. We're going to go over stuff in Montana. They're talking about they are proposing sex ed to kindergarten up in Montana. What is going on there? Then, of course, we've got our tie for Dads of the Week. Tie for Dads of the Week. And we may have a Husband of the Week if we've got time. We're going to celebrate an old toy. You know it. I know it. We all know it. But we're going to celebrate it just a little bit. Then we're going to talk about if you have survived cancer in childhood, you now have a heightened risk of dying of a whole bunch of stuff. And we're going to talk about why. And how that should really, really make you nervous. Then, moms and dads of little girls, you popular stores are selling the same toxic chemical that was in the McDonald's cups. They're selling it right for your daughter to put right on her skin. So you need to be aware of that when we get into that. Then we're going to find out, hey, everyone's getting on Facebook, right? You hear about it. Facebook this, Facebook that. Well, this woman was about to die and got on Facebook to save herself. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about how the American Society of Clinical Oncology has now issued new guidelines for the use of breast cancer drugs. So is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? We're going to dig into that as much as we can. Oh, and the pharmacist. Oh, yeah, this is big, too. I'm talking about what's happening to the pharmacists now that are dispensing the cancer drugs. What could happen? It's just a pharmaceutical guy dispensing drugs. And remember, we learned last week that they've been dispensing this drug for 10 years that killed you four times faster. We're also going to talk about they're getting into the drug for diabetes, Vandia. They're talking about that because they're trying to figure out, this drug has a little problem. But it took us, 15 years to start worrying about it. So that's your speedy FDA getting real big and tight on certain things, and that's why we're here. So, and then here's what we're going to start with. We're going to start with 50. Going to take a little time, but bear with me. Some of these are quick and funny. 50, very unlikely, but according to the headline, but medically proven diet tips. Everyone's sitting there for the summer going, I got to get in my bathing suit. I got to get it out of my love handles off. I've got to get fit and trim and slim, and I got to do it the fast way. And remember, we talked about those diet drugs, Ali or Ali or whatever they are, and the other one that is destroying your liver also while making you thin. So that's a way to make you thin, is to obviously destroy the largest organ in your body so that you can't filter your blood. That is a great way to get yourself thin. So we're not going to talk about popping some pills in this 50 very unlikely but medically proven diet tips. I'm going to decipher that but medically proven part of these 50 tips. Because remember, not everything we read here on Disease and the Diet we adhere to or believe. We like to dissect, dismantle, decipher. We'd get to figure out why would someone be saying what they're saying, not only if it's true, but why if it's not true. You see? Remember we talked a couple weeks ago, and for you new listeners, thank you for being here, but we do frequently go back because we have to show that we have been here on the cutting edge of everything that is happening. If you hear about it in the next week, that's because all the other radio shows that are about to talk from here on through the next Wednesday, they're listening to this show to make sure that they talk about what we talk about so that it gets known. Because we, 2 weeks ago, we showed that we were talking about something, and then it finally, 4 days later, got on the CNN website. It was very, very interesting. Oops, I'm supposed to say big-time news website. But you get the gist. Things we're saying here are not being covered out there until we say them, and then they go, wow, well, we better talk about it. So, getting started, if you want to diet, lose some weight, here's 50 very unlikely tips that may just help you. Now, we all know that eat less, exercise more, right? That's not really the case either. So the start and premise of this article is a little off. But that's neither here nor there. We're not going to go into, and this is not going to be the weight loss show. We will have one of those one day, but this is not going to be that. This is just a fun article I found, and I want to talk about it. It actually came from over in the UK, so a lot of these things are maybe over there. Number one, to work out how many calories you need to eat daily, you multiply your ideal body weight in pounds by 14. So let's get to our handy-dandy calculator here on the handy-dandy computer. Those things are, they have been proven to be a benefit to humans, the computer. So if you weigh 290 pounds and you want to weigh 200 pounds, or you want to weigh 175, you multiply that by 14, and you should be eating 2,450 calories a day. That's what they're saying. There is some scientific basis to that. Because if you were 290 pounds and you were eating the equivalent to keep yourself there, remember, if you just lay there and do nothing, your metabolism is eventually going to reach, has to still exist. And that takes a certain amount of calories. And normally that is times 10. So if you're 290 and you just lay there all day long, it's still going to take you 2,900 calories to exist, just to keep all that looking like all of that. But to actually move and go through your day by 14, which would make a 290-pound person to remain that way, eating 4,000 calories a day. So you can imagine if that 290-pound person suddenly ate 2,490, that's a difference of 1,500 calories a day. And as you can see, that would drop some weight. So there is some science behind that statement. So we agree with that one to a point. We'd have to talk about what you're eating, when you're eating, and so forth and so on. Again, this is not the diet show. It's just a little article of 50 tips. This one is one of those fun tips, acupuncture. People who have acupuncture once a week lose an extra 10 pounds in 3 months. They think that applying the needles to the pressure points is thought to trigger electrical impulses that suppress the appetite. There would have to be study after study on this, but again, the mind is an amazing thing, and if people think acupuncture is going to help them, guess what it's going to do? It's going to help. I'm just saying. If you think it, it can be. I can tell you that. Sprinkling cinnamon in the yogurt, number three. Spice is a powerful metabolism raiser, and you also know from past shows that cinnamon also assists in not giving you diabetes. It is a great blood sucrose leveler. So half a teaspoon a day is enough to burn an extra, because it's in British, kilo a month, which is about 3 pounds. So half a teaspoon a day of cinnamon, burning 3 pounds a month. So if you do nothing else, you want to lose 3 pounds, eat some cinnamon.
Take lunch breaks away from your desk. Consume 250 calories less in a day than those that eat at work at their desk. So all you people think you're impressing the boss, but then still fearful for your job, which is weird. Go on out, have a good time at lunch, and train the people around you that you work well, but you also play well. Number five, play well, goes into this one very well. Have a laugh. Good, strong laugh for 10 to 15 minutes a day increases weekly energy consumption by 280 calories. So, in other words, have fun with your life. Here's a big one. We talk about this juice often. Carrot juice helps you lose 4 pounds over 12 weeks compared with non-juice drinkers because that high fiber content and nutrients help burn that fat off. Calcium intake helps you lose 2.6% more fat than those who don't take calcium. To burn more calories while you're working out, listen to music that will increase the tempo of your workout. That's kind of a duh. If something makes you move more and or faster, that would be a, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Number nine, we talk about this all the time, red meat. Excuse me, I was, had a visual there of just grabbing a cow, shaving it, and taking a bite. Red meat can help you lose. Of course, that was a grass-fed organic cow. Don't get weird. Red meat can help you lose weight. It backs a lot of the proteins and enzymes you can only get from red meat that help you maintain muscle mass or burns. How many times more calories? Excuse me. Muscle burns 4 times as many calories as that pound of fat. So a pound of muscle, a pound of fat, so weigh the same, but one of them's burning more fat, more calories, 4 times as much. Very important. And we talk about this. And this one, number 10, doesn't have any medical benefit unless you need some push. Don't exercise alone. Training with friends, you lose a third more weight than if you'd go on your own. Now, that's the exact opposite of the music that most people listen to have in their earlobe, that they, it'd be hard to work out with someone when you're listening to the music, so forth and so on. But for those who need motivation by exercising socially, and those who benefit from mutual encouragement, number 10 is a viable option. Number 11, eat red peppers. That capsaicin raises your metabolic rate. We talk about that way many times on this show. Stress at work, not good, not good. It's the biggest cause of overeating, according to this article. Controlled breathing for 2 minutes. Focus on your diaphragm. Focus on that picture you just drew. Will dampen hunger pains. No, don't focus on the picture. Focus on your breathing. Calm down. Don't stress so much. Remember, your job's in jeopardy regardless of how you feel about it. I'm just kidding. This is not a negative show. Eat 3 250-calorie protein-rich snacks a day between meals. Wow. In other words, you grab a can of tuna or eat a, we don't really advocate a lot of chicken eating here, but a big hunk of chicken breast in between your meals can burn 30% more off of your fat burning. Eat more, lose more. That kind of goes against what's out there a little bit, doesn't it? Uh-oh. Turn off your TV while you eat. The distraction postpones the point at which you think you feel full, and that can amount to almost 8 pounds a year. Soy, fermented soy sauce, only fermented soy sauce. Remember, we are on an ante. This is the only show on a campaign to stop the ingestion of soy and soy products unless fermented. We don't mind the soy companies continuing to use that same exact genetically modified oil on the industrial component, meaning works in engines, greases, bearings, etc. We don't mind that. We are here to stop the ingestion of soy and soy products, except for fermented soy and miso. Drizzling on that fermented soy and miso interacts with the receptors in our brains that tell us we're full. So the one positive that the Japanese found when they decided that the soybean is an anti-nutrient, The only way we can find a way to eat it is to ferment it. Finds out that that's been a good thing the whole time, and it could be a reason why the Japanese did not eat as much, because it tells the brain faster that we're full. Maybe that's why when we eat the sushi, you eat two rolls and you're going, I'm kind of full. I don't know what's going on. Slice your food to consume 20% fewer calories. This is weird because people rate sliced servings on a plate as 27% larger than equal amounts. So if you add some air to it and fluff it up, people think it's more. Did we just expose the restaurant industry tips and tricks? Number 18, hitting the treadmill. One of the best tools in the gym to burn the most calories in the shortest time, or get your tail out there and walk. 19, vitamin-filled melon. This is taking a lot longer than I thought. I'll go through some good ones. Eat melon and followed by protein-rich eggs for a perfect fat-fighting breakfast. The eggs even break down the melon's carbs. So you get your vitamins and your protein. And then, of course, the one you'll like, the daily glass of red wine, can stop you from putting on fat, especially around your belly. The fat to gut get in my butt. Resveratrol from the grapes inhibits the development of fat cells around your waist. Number 21 seems the same. Tune in to Classic FFM by listening to music while you eat. You'll consume and chew more. Sorry, chew sugar-free gum for 15 minutes after eating, and again 2 hours later to cut snack cravings. Number 23, here's a good one. You'll like it. Have more sex, as well as burning 150 calories every 20 minutes. Yeah, I said 20 minutes. It boosts the hormone that increases your metabolism and lean muscle growth. So the more sex you have, the leaner and thinner and better and better you will feel. Pomegranate's good. Grilling your food's good. Green tea, good. Chili con carne once a week. It says helps you break down stored fat instead of carbohydrates because of the enzyme in kidney beans. We've talked about enzymes in beans before. That's a whole nother show. Spinach doubles the fiber. Eat a lot of that. Of course, Popeye will show you that's a fact. Swap regular cheese for goat's cheese. And we had a sheep's cheese the other day. They call it squeaky. Squeaky. It actually squeaked as you ate it. And you could grill it. You take the whole hunk and throw it right on the grill, and it puts on that, you know, I guess some of the people say the cancer-causing coating of the burning of the cheese, and then you turn it over and you get the burn on the other side, and then you hold it on the end and get the burn on the other side, and then cut it in half and get more burn on the inside. Basically, just burn the cheese, all the black and blue, and then you eat it, and it's fantastic. Yes, we're going to have a whole show about those cyclamorides, because grilling helps you get the fat off your food. Now, if fat is one of the reasons you're fat, that's not a good thing. Remember, we like fats, but grilling is still healthier than frying, right? Because everyone's frying in the wrong oils. They're not frying in the right oil. As soon as we get people frying in the right oil, we can go back to frying again. It wouldn't be so bad. But anyway, grilling, as you know, in today's world, is a great way to go. And I would like to say that we are getting involved. Not going to say it yet, but we're getting involved with a restaurant that is about to chain out and grow larger than it ever has been. That its concept is all about the grill. In fact, at the moment, there's only 3 fried foods on the menu, but you have to order them specifically. And it's potential to not have those at all, and then it's potential to remove all the anything else that is bad and actually go organic on the rest of the stuff. So this restaurant, we're going to talk to you about more and more as we get along and we get further in its maturity stage. You are going to love it. It's going to be a fun thing to make sure that if you're listening to me and Disease and the Diet, you'll know exactly how to go there, order what you need to order, and do it on a regular basis. I'm not kidding. The food, simplistic, incredible. We're going to talk about that a lot coming up soon. Eat good fats to burn fat. I just said that, and that happens to be also number 31. Drink your juice with the extra fiber in it. In other words, little tiny pieces in it. Eat breakfast. It kind of goes with the other 10, so it's not really 50. Eat breakfast, kickstart your metabolism. You know why? Because you've been sleeping for 8 hours and you haven't had an intake of water and or food at all. So it's time to get up, get some food. Eating apple 15 minutes before your meal. Drizzle olive oil on your salads. Remember, it says it doesn't cook with it. Tomatoes on your sandwiches suppresses the hormone ghrelin, which is responsible for hunger pain. So tomatoes will help you feel full longer. Leave a maximum of 3 hours between meals so that you don't fluctuate your metabolic rate. Pineapple breaks down protein. Add paprika to your meals. It has 6 times the vitamin C of tomatoes, and it's crucial for helping your body turn fat into energy. Vinegar-based food dressings, not soybean-based food dressings, contain acetic acid, which speeds up the rate in which your body burns fat. So add vinaigrette or vinegar daily to salads and sauces. And on the contrary, adding the soybean dressings and soybean-based products make you have a lot of things, such as obesity, heart disease, and cancer. So vinegar seems to be the way to go. Sit down at the table to eat. Consume a third less than when munching on the move. Blue tortilla chips. If you have to have your chips and salsa, make sure they're blue. Some people like to eat with others. And this rule is pretty self-explanatory. If it didn't grow, walk or swim, don't eat it. Processed foods are loaded with unhealthy all kinds of stuff. Basically, they're processed for a reason. We talk about that all the time. Walk around after exercise to keep your fat-fighting enzymes working. And if you just go sit down, you kind of deactivate them. And then CLA tablets every day. They like that to help slow the growth of fat cells. And then energy drinks. Avoid those because the energy is released too quickly, and they can make you fat. And then this one we don't agree with, full fat milk for skim milk. Swap it. We don't agree. Go ahead with that full fat, and you will find out that you break down stuff. There you go, 50 quick tips on diet. That was just a fun little article. I had to talk about it. Woo! But I had to squeeze it all in 28 minutes. So let's talk about all kinds of the other stuff. We're going to get to the serious stuff right now, okay? Okay. All right, rocking and rolling right here at Fix the Family, Fix America. If you are just joining us, thank you for joining the fastest growing family talk show in all of the universe. That's right, we do it in 4 parts plus one. Positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. The plus one is disease and the diet, the fight against degenerative diseases that are affecting families across this country. The rise of disease is absolutely terrible, and we are on a mission right now to educate, to nurture, and find the knowledge needed to defeat and throw back these degenerative diseases, because conventional medicine is not fighting them or curing them. They are simply aiding and abetting them and or just ensuring a early demise so that the turnover of customers, just like a restaurant, is similar. We have now grown 500% in our workshops at diseaseandthediet.com. I want you to go there. You will see that we have 5 workshops coming up in August. They will be in Charleston, South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Athens, Georgia, and Columbia, South Carolina. So 500% growth in our workshops. We are trying to reach everyone that we possibly can as we start to spread out and make this stuff happen as fast as possible. To get it even faster, right at diseaseandthediet.com, you have a subscription to our workbooks and to our updates and to our videos and to everything else that we find out as we find it out. Just 1 hour after last week's show, we found out about Avandia. The people that are on the subscription service got the news 1 hour and 7 minutes after we found out about Avandia. So let's talk about Avandia. Hearings begin yesterday on whether the drug Avandia should stay on the market. The FDA scientists have blasted a study by drug maker GlaxoSmithKline used to defend the safety of the once high-riding diabetes drug, which has fell out of favor because of potential ties to heart attacks. So, you didn't die or have any diabetes complications, but that pesky little heart attack problem, that didn't fix that. No, you're just going to have one. You're going to have a couple. So Avandia now represents a latest in a series of drugs that were approved years ago in the fast-track method, only to be called into question later because the human experiment with them did not work. Now here's the three options, by the way, that regulators get to say on Avandia. And you tell me which one you think. You can pull it from the market and say, this is a bad drug and we shouldn't let it on the American people, but we did and we're sorry, but all you people that died of heart attacks, we apologize. Or they can limit which doctors can prescribe Avandia. Would that be a favoritism thing? And number three, add more warning labels. Add more warning labels. Excuse me, I had a sneeze. Woo! So, adding more warning labels, we're going to, if they do not come up with what they're going to do with this drug today while we're on the air, then the people that are on the subscription at Disease in the Diet will know as soon as we know. So, latest news always. If you want it, go to diseaseanddiet.com, get your subscription, and get our news as soon as we get it, and you'll be up to date and be ahead of the game, so to speak. When you go to work and you go, hey, Avandia, off the market, or Avandia now has a new warning. Do you take Avandia? And the guy looks at you and goes, yeah, I had diabetes. He says, well, do you want to die of a heart attack? No, not really. Well, stop taking it. You'll be able to help people faster than anyone else. So that is one of the things you can be doing to get more and more out of what we're trying to do. But again, Charleston, Greenville, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, and Athens, Georgia, we're coming to all those places. Get ready. We are on the march to do disease and the diet workshops across the country. Fix the Family, Fix America Now on its tour. Now, when we go to these workshops, I want to talk about this for 1 second also. When we go to these workshops, we meet people that are fighting for their lives, fighting for their families, wanting to be better people, but they're also kind of working for themselves. Because when you're trying to beat a disease, I mean, you've got to kind of stop everything. And these people are trying to work for themselves, and they want to look like a big company so that they can get more customers. Well, one of the ways to look like a big company that I know of, and I can prove it, and I can tell you that I have now partnered with this company, Soho Office, the nationwide print partner of Fix the Family, Fix America, and Disease in the Diet, and now Soho Office repairs and or installs and or fixes your small office, home office, computer systems, and networks. They also help you with web design and all the stuff that goes with it, software, virus removal, everything. Soho Office is now your one-stop shop for your printing, your business cards, envelopes, letterhead. They can ship FedEx, UPS, DSL, DHL, excuse me, DSL is on the computer side. They do your printing. They do web design, logo design, photography. If you need a photo for your business cards, they can do that as well. Then they can fix your computer because you know you got viruses on there from all the stuff you were trying to do before you started going out on your own. Fix your computer, get the viruses off, get you a new computer, get to your house, install your network, get you wireless so that you can work from any room in your house so that you can get started changing your life, changing things for the better for your family, and changing and getting the information you need from us to help you get over the items that are causing you problems. So now Solo Office, your one-stop shop for everything that has to do with an entrepreneur. Small office, home office, computer services, everything's right there now. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. Those people will help you. I cannot turn you on to these people enough. And now you can get your computer systems from them at superior prices. You can get parts, and then you can get them at your house because you've never been able to get your laptop on your wireless network. And then maybe you have gotten your laptop on the wireless network, but suddenly you get a lot of viruses, and then your stuff starts missing off your laptop. Oh, that's the security portion. Yes, that's right. They can make you secure as well. So Soho Office now doing everything you need to do for computers and networks for small business. Get over there today. They can be your IT department. They can be your marketing department. They can be your shipping department. They can be your meeting department. They can be your business administration department. They can be procurement department. I'm talking, this can be everything. All you have to do is go be the face of your place. Soho Office, sandhill.sohooffice.com. Get over there today. I am not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. Big, big, big stuff. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Sandhill.SohoOffice.com. Okay, all right. Now, we're going to talk about the Montana kitty sex problem. Yeah, I said the Montana kitty sex ed. Kindergarten sex ed. Montana parents are trying to fight it. As an overflow crowd jammed into the Helena School Board meeting Tuesday night to voice their concerns and or their support about a proposal to extend sex education to children as young as kindergarten age. The 62-page draft proposal, beginning in kindergarten, will allow school nurses to teach students proper terms such as nipple, breast, penis, scrotum, uterus. Scientific names, I understand. Once they're promoted to first grade, children will learn sexual relations can happen between two men or two women. By the time students are 10 years old, instruction will include the various ways people can have intercourse, be it vaginally, orally, or through anal penetration, according to the proposal. That's the proposal in Helena, Montana. And according to Dr. Bruce Messenger, the superintendent of Helena Public Schools, he says as educators and as parents and as communities, I don't know if he talks like this, but it sure sounds like he probably does, we need to be more proactive in helping inform our students at an, students, students at an appropriate age what the risk factors are associated with their own behavior so that they can make better decisions about their well-being. Now notice it always is about the children. Your kindergarten child can be more can learn from your proactivity of helping them determine what risk factors are associated with their behavior. The Montana Family Foundation, if you need help there, Montana Family Foundation, Fix the Family, Fix America is right here behind you, is fighting the proposed changes, telling that their biggest concern is teaching graphic sexual detail to kids who are not emotionally able to process or comprehend it. If the 62-page new draft proposal passes, children as young as 5 years old will begin to learn medically accurate names for a number of both male and female private parts. Then, in 10-year-olds, you will get, they do not think it is age appropriate to teach different sexual positions and different sexual variations to 10-year-olds. Wow. You want to weigh in on this, you call me at 347-677-0692 out there in Montana. I'd love to hear from both sides. And Jeff Lasloffy of the Montana Family Foundation. Jeff, I'm going to give you a call right after the show. Says there's a reason it's concerned because it tramples parental rights and places government squarely between parents and their children. You're kidding me. Got to the crux of the problem. Instead of teaching children knowledge where they can read, learn, understand, and remember, you're getting in the way of how parents parent their children? That's not what the government and the school is about, right? They're not going to. It's not. Yes. Yes. That could potentially be the whole problem right there, is it not? The reason it is such a concern is it tramples parental rights. It places government squarely between parents and their children. He said teachers are calling to seek legal advice about whether they can be forced to teach the information, and parents are threatening to pull children out of the public school system, and parents and taxpayers are against this process. Now, again, there were some people that supported it. Melanie Reynolds, a district health officer, defended the curriculum, saying early education and intervention is needed to prevent HIV infection and other sexually transmitted diseases. She cited a report that said 40% of reported chlamydia cases in the county were between the ages of 14 and 18. Wow. And Angela Helen Hansen was surprised to see that staff from Planned Parenthood were included in the committee that developed this 62-page proposal. She says, why are we allowing Planned Parenthood to help with this when they stand to profit from these people who will be their future clients? Ooh. The crux of the issue getting shown down there in Montana. Way to go, Helena, Montana people. Get in there and do what you need to do to fight what you need to fight. If you're in Montana right now, give me a call, 347-677-0692. Love to hear from you. I am now looking at the draft of the critical competencies that children should know at each grade level. And then it talks about the work facilitator, Teresa Burton. And then it goes through, it has some PE instructors, school nurse, consumer science teacher, elementary teacher, health instructor, PE health instructor, law enforcement. A lot of PE instructors. How many PE instructors can there be? One parent on the board, by the way. Okay, according to the Association of Supervision and Curriculum Development, a whole child is intellectually active, physically, verbally, socially, and academically competent. empathetic, kind, caring, and fair, creative and curious, disciplined, self-directed, goal-oriented, free, critical thinker, confident, cared for, and valued. And then the new compact. And then they have screening all through the world. I'm looking, trying to find exactly the words they're trying to say. Fourth grade, eighth grade, 12th grade. It's comprehensive health, health enhancing behaviors, hygiene. Dribbling with feet. The people in kindergarten, they want to recognize a variety of foods each day. Recognize how you spread germs. That's good. Importance of eating breakfast. Not bad, not bad. Identify helpers and community helpers and health professionals. Fire, police, nurse, doctor, dentist. All that's in the kindergarten. People have disagreements and choices on how to resolve them. That's not bad. Recognize there are parts of one's body that are considered to be private. No one should touch the genitals of a child's body except for health reasons or to clean them. That's important. Show location of central nervous system, brain, spinal cord. Explain why people have bones, awareness of the skin, location of the stomach. Introduce basic reproductive body parts. Yes, that's exactly what it says. Penis, vagina, breast, nipples, testicles, scrotum, uterus. Understand a baby grows in the woman's uterus. Concepts will be introduced by a school nurse prior to grade 4. And then grade 4, understand men produce sperm their entire life and women are born with all their eggs. Identify physical changes associated with puberty. Grade 5, physical, emotional, social, intellectual changes occurring during puberty. Union of sperm and egg is called fertilization. The fetus develops during pregnancy with a 40-week cycle. Identify and describe the basic structure and function of the male and female reproductive systems. Grade 6, do all that. Grade 7, do all that, plus development of secondary sex characteristics. Grade 8, impact hereditary and lifestyle choices have on reproductive system functions and diseases. Identify cancer signs and symptoms. Recognize normal and abnormal conditions of reproductive system in grades 9 through 12, how diseases affect it. Now, in 9 through 12, we're talking about cancer, cysts, ovarian cancer, testicular cancer, and prostate cancer. Do you think cancer is trying to be cured by telling you about all that? No, discuss the importance of routine physical examinations, pap smears, mammograms, prostate examinations to reduce the risk and problems related to cancer and other chronic diseases. Woo! All right, analyze the impact of HIV/AIDS to the lymphatic immune system. And that's about all I can see on sex. So, understand love means having deep and warm feelings about oneself and others. That's another kindergarten. So, grades 9 through 12 on human sexuality here. Recognize small children make many decisions, such as what clothes to wear, which toys to play. Grades 9 through 12, understand sexual intercourse includes but is not limited to oral, vaginal, or anal penetration using penis, fingers, tongue, or objects. I just read that from the report. Grade 7. Listen to this. Grade 7. Discuss the Supreme Court decision that has ruled that, to a certain extent, people have the right to make personal decisions concerning sexuality and reproductive health matters such as abortion, sterilization, and contraceptive. discuss state laws governing the age of consent for sexual behaviors. Oh, wait, they hid this. Grade 7 is where understand sexual intercourse includes but is not limited to vaginal, oral, anal penetration using penis, fingers, or tongue. Excuse me, grade 5. In grade 3, understand media often represents an unrealistic image of what it means to be male or female. It means to be in love and what parenthood and marriages are like. What? Understand making fun of people by calling them gay is disrespectful and hurtful in grade 2. Understand chatting and meeting people online can be unsafe in grade 4. Understand teenagers who decide to engage in sexual behavior must also decide about pregnancy and STI HIV prevention, grade 6. Understand friends should not make decisions based solely on what their peers are doing, grade 4. That's not a bad one. So, Montana. Big stuff. Got a lot of work to do. I'm going to keep that up. But they're taking care of it. And we will keep you informed as to what happens out there and see if they take this in. Here's something ironic. I'm running out of time, massively running out of time today. But here's something I have to talk about right now. One of the side effects of chemotherapy is, ironically, cancer. It's printed right on the warning label of chemo drugs. If you go into a cancer treatment clinic with one type of cancer and you allow yourself to be injected with chemotherapy chemicals, you often develop a second type of cancer as a result. Your oncologist will often claim you've successfully treated your first cancer, even though your second or third cancer is directly caused by the chemo used to treat the original cancer. There's nothing like cancer-causing chemotherapy to boost repeat business, right? Well, there's a problem with this. Pharmacists peddling these toxic chemotherapy chemicals are getting exposed to cancer-causing chemotherapy agents in the process, and because of that, pharmacists are now giving themselves cancer. More and more pharmacists are begging the FDA and other government entities on the dispensing of these drugs. Chemotherapy drugs are extremely toxic to the human body and readily absorbed through the skin. Now add pharmacists to the statistic of people dying from cancer and chemo. For decades, they simply looked the other way, not admitting that they were actually doling out chemicals that killed people. Now the sobering truth is now getting them hard, and the business of death is killing off pharmacists one by one. Seattle Times reports the story of Sue Crump, a veteran pharmacist of 2 decades, spent much of her time dispensing chemotherapy drugs. She died last September of pancreatic cancer, and one of her dying wishes was the truth be told about how her on-the-job exposure to chemotherapy chemicals contributed to her own cancer. OSHA, turns out, does not regulate workplace exposure to toxic cancer-causing chemotherapy chemicals. That would be surprising since it regulates workplace exposure to, let's say, hexane or anything else. Why does it not do chemo? The answer is because the toxicity of chemotherapy has been ignored by virtually everyone in medicine and federal government. It has always been assumed harmless or safe because it's used as some kind of far-fetched medicine to treat cancer. This despite the fact that chemotherapy is a derivative of the mustard gas used against enemy soldiers in World War I. Chemotherapy has more in common with chemical weapons than any legitimate medicine. So while everyone's talking about we need to get the smokers outside, pharmacists are being exposed every single day to toxic, cancer-causing chemicals that OSHA simply ignores. As the Seattle Times reports, a just-completed study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, that's right, the CDC, 10 years in the making and the largest to date, confirms that chemo continues to contaminate the workspaces where it's used and in some cases still being found in the urine of those who handle it over 10 years ago. That same article goes on to report more pharmacists, veterinarians, and nurses who are dead or dying from chemo exposure. Bruce Harrison of St. Louis, cancer in his 50s, now dead. Karen Lewis of Baltimore, cancer in her 50s, still living. Brett Cords of Scottsdale, Arizona, cancer at age 35, still living. Sally Giles of Vancouver, B.C., cancer in her 40s, now dead. All pharmacists got cancer from chemotherapy drugs. The irony of this is that we always talk about chemo as being the slash burn poison, one of the trio. And for years, the pharmacists are just doing what they got to do. But think about this, if these chemicals are so dangerous to these pharmacists and they're dangerous to the doctors and the nurses that dispense them for over 10 years it's still in your urine, how in the hell can they be considered safe enough to inject into patients who are already dying from cancer? Why is your medical, conventional medical world, your government, your American Cancer Society, all of that in the business of dispensing a poison in the first place? Something's wrong with this picture. If the people that give the drug have to be protected from the drug, why not protect the patients from that same drug as well? DiseaseInTheDiet.com. Get signed up and get to a workshop so we can tell you more about this. They're about to pass laws on the handling and dispensing of chemo drugs to protect the pharmacists, nurses, and doctors, but they're not going to pass a single protect the patient that they're going to shove the chemo into. Quintessential question to ask yourself, if chemotherapy causes cancer, how can it treat cancer? Well, as everyone knows, they'll say it kills everything. If you live through it, you'll be alive. Treating cancer with chemo is like treating alcoholism with vodka. It's like treating diabetes with high fructose corn syrup. Cancer cannot be cured by the very thing that causes it. Just a little knowledge for you. All right, I don't have a lot of time. I'm so sorry. I went way long on this show, but we're going to do two dads of the week. First one, a 21-year-old Oakland man is in police custody after he threw his baby daughter into the path of a moving car. Yes. The car's undercarriage burned and scraped the little girl, but she is still alive. And I hope that when he goes to jail, someone discovers what he did and has a heart-to-heart talk with him, if you know what I mean. That's the first dad of the week. The other dad of the week is the dad kills a 6-year-old son, beat him to death. Let me tell you why. Because he would not go to sleep. So that's our tie for dad of the week. 34-year-old Alex McGowan Duncan beat his son in the chest over and over because the boy would not fall asleep. The daughter witnessed it all. Oh, and real quick before we go, Cadmium was found in jewelry stores, Justice and Limited 2. Cadmium was the same stuff that was in the McDonald's Shrek glasses. Yes, it's toxic to children. Get your children not to purchase the jewelry from there, at least for a little while. Thank you for coming to Fix the Family. Sorry we went long. Sorry we did. Go home, kiss your spouse, kiss your children, and have a great week. See you next week. Fix the Family. Fix America.